the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 1108. Breathe from the gentle south, O Lord, and cheer me from the north. Blow on the treasures of thy word, and call the spices forth. 1108.
Shall we read together this morning from Paul's epistle to the Romans? Paul's epistle to the Romans, and reading chapters 6 and 7. Paul's epistle to the Romans, reading chapters 6 and 7. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin, that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we, that are dead to sin, live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lusts thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Know ye not, brethren? For I speak to them that know the law, how that the law hath dominion over a man as long as he liveth. For the woman which hath an husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband. So then, if, while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. For when we were in the flesh, the motions of sins, which were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. But now we are delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of life and not in the oldness of the letter. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin but by the law, for I had not known lust, except the law had said, thou shalt not covet. But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, wrought in me all manner of concupiscence. For without the law, sin was dead. For I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. And the commandment, which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me. Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good. Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me, by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that I do not. But what I hate, that I do. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law, that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death. I thank God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word and help us now to come before him in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty, eternal Lord God, thou who art from everlasting to everlasting, thou who art the I am that I am, thou the creator of the heavens and the earth, thou in whose hand are each of our lives. O Lord, we pray for thine help, O Holy Spirit, in approaching unto the throne of grace, the mercy seat, that we might beseech thee, the Father, through the merits of the dear Redeemer, even the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that thou wilt look down upon us now in our gathering and bless us together, that in thy eternal appointments there might be, Lord, a purpose in our gathering. That there might be a blessing for the good of our never dying souls. O Lord, we pray. O that thou, Lord Jesus, might be lifted up in our thoughts, in that that is set forth. O might it be with us this day, that they saw no man save Jesus only. And we pray unto thee, Almighty God, that thou wilt bless us indeed. For thou knowest, O Lord, how each one is gathered in this place. The pathway of thy people, that way that thou hast determined for each one of thy people. It may be in that passing through those trials and tribulations, the anxiety of the way, the fears, the impossibilities, that thou wilt come to thy tried and troubled ones as thou didst come upon the sea, upon the overwhelming waves of the sea. Be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid, Lord, come with a word to thy troubled ones. And, O Lord, come to thy seeking ones, thy waiting ones, thy downcast ones. Lord, might there be a lifting up of the beggar from the dunghill. Might there be that lifting up of those arms that hang down, a strengthening of the weak knees, that help to go on. O Lord, for thou art able, as thou didst lift up those on the Emmaus road. And, O Lord, even come to fools and slow of heart. O Lord, thou knowest where thy people are. Come, Lord, where they are. And those that sit unconcerned in these things, in thine eternal electing love and mercy, might there be a bringing into concern. Might souls yet be born again in the midst of this people. Might there be those answers to prayer concerning the salvation of sinners. Lord, we would pray this prayer indeed throughout this land, and the little causes of truth might there, Lord, yet work. Might there be a bringing in from the highways and the byways. Might there be a bringing back of those that have wandered. O Lord, O do yet blow, as we have sung, upon thy vineyard. O might there be truly that warmth known, that awakening. Oh, that thou, Lord Jesus, would shine in our midst with that healing on thy wings, that we might know the warmth of that light that shineth in darkness. And, oh Lord, oh, that light to dispel the darkness in us. So help us now in our gathering, we pray. Do help us, Lord, as we come once more to thy word, that it might be a living word unto us, and that thou hast laid in our thought, on our mind, might it be owned and blessed of thee. Might the word fall, O Lord, into hearts prepared of thee, for thou knowest the cries that have gone up, the cries yet to go up. O Lord, bless the preaching, the setting forth of thy word. To the good of our souls we pray, O Lord, and watch over this little church and people, this people that gather here, O Lord. Grant that help to those in the responsibility for this house of prayer. Might there be the upholding of their arms, O Lord, and might there be answers to those prayers that go up. for that continued witness in this place. And watch over those away, Lord, bring them back in safety. And any laid aside, might there be the healing granted, healing given. O Lord, we pray. So bless then, Lord, this people and thy true church throughout this world. We would be mindful to bear them before thee, O Lord, those in lands of persecution, of famine, warfare, pestilence. And yet, Lord, thou art sovereign. And throughout this world thou dost have a people. And might we, Lord, truly have a right prayer that thy kingdom come, thy will be done. That, Lord, we look for that day when that last one in thy book gathered in. O Lord, that day when this world will be no more, when thou wilt come again that second time. O Lord, to be with thee forever. O Lord, lift us up from all that doth beset us. Grant us, O Lord, a lifting up of our eyes unto Zion, the city of our God. So we lay all at thy feet to beg the forgiveness of our every sin, Lord. Thought, word, indeed, inside us, outside us, head to foot, wash, pardon our every sin in thy precious blood. Oh, help us now, Lord, we pray. Look in mercy upon our land and nation. Lord, wilt thou not revive us again? Oh, hear the cries of thy remnant, that thou wilt yet turn us again unto thee, as we would ask all for thy name's sake, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Hymn 614. The Lord the righteous tries, yet will adore his name. He never will their cause despise, nor put their hope to shame. 614.
Thank you.
Lord, my help me this morning, I would direct your thoughts to Paul's epistle to the Romans and chapter 7 and reading verses 24 and 25. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. And in particular, the words in the 24th verse, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? The Apostle Paul, writing to this church at Rome, and as he opens, as he does in the epistles, of setting forth that basis on which he writes to them, that authority in which he writes. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship, for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom are ye also called of Jesus Christ. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Called of Jesus Christ. And in his own heart, one whose heart, as he writes concerning all mankind, at enmity, at hatred to those things of God, and yet in the sovereign purposes of Almighty God, loved of Almighty God, and that love upon him was because the Lord would love him. Nothing of him, all of Almighty God. And as he writes in another place, of all those things that he leaned upon in the religion of the Jews, as a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He counted them but dung and dross, that he might win Christ, that he might know the power of his resurrection, to know none save Jesus only. That he wrote to them one loved of Almighty God. And as he writes concerning that state of all mankind, the rebellion in the heart of everyone born into this world, and that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. And then the setting forth of the work, of the redeeming work, of the eternal love, electing love and mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. A setting forth of the truth as it concerns all mankind, born dead in trespasses and sin, without God, without hope in this world, save that hope for sinners in the redeeming love and blood and righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. No other hope for a sinner, save in the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we are found in this place, this day, what of you, what of me, of that eternity that is before us? And as that work of grace is begun in the heart of the child of God, that work begun, we use the expression, but O child of God, as you look in your own heart, as I look in my heart of that time unlooked for, if we might so express it. Yet, in the sovereign purposes of Almighty God, a time appointed, that in the covenant of electing love and mercy, the work of the Holy Spirit, in the work of regeneration, of the work of the new birth, in the work of bringing a sinner, a blind sinner, a sinner dead in trespasses and sins, a sinner whose heart at enmity to God, a fallen sinner, that time of that stirring in their heart, in their soul, an opening of their blind eye spiritually to see what they are, and their state before Almighty God condemned, that they have sinned against God. Sin, that which is contrary to the will and command of Almighty God. And as that arrow goes forth of conviction of sin, so that sinner brought to cry for mercy, brought to cry. And it is by that power and teaching of the Holy Spirit that that cry goes out unto that name despised, that name rejected, even the Lord Jesus Christ. And in the sovereign purposes of Almighty God, the bringing of a sinner to cry unto that name, even the Lord Jesus Christ, for mercy, brought to see the Lord Jesus as that sacrifice for sin, that one sacrifice for sin, and that name despised, as we have said, that name brought to love. And that desire in that heart, as Christ is made precious unto you, unto me, that desire in that love to him, because of his great love unto us, to follow him, to walk in that way that he would have us to go, that bringing of us to that place that we are not our own, that we are bought with a price, even the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, as Paul writes at the end of the 5th chapter, then as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we may have sung the line of the hymn that says, from that moment, the conflict begins. And child of God, oh, the reality of those words, in your heart, my heart, as we journey through this world, as we walk in that way that the Lord would have us to go. And in the second hymn, sang of the plague of sin. And what is a plague naturally? It is a disease, an illness that sweeps through cities, countries, destroying all before it. And so, in the soul of a sinner made alive unto the Lord Jesus Christ through that work of the Holy Spirit, so they are brought to see that conflict within, that warfare within them. As Gadsby speaks of it in the previous hymn, 612, to the one that was sung, in every believer two armies are seen, the new man of grace and the old man of sin. In Christ he is perfect and free from all guilt, yet in himself evils are both soon and felt. And so, as we read, in that Paul wrote to this church at Rome, of that warfare within, of that inside the child of God. O wretched man that I am. Child of God, those around may look upon that outward appearance, but oh, if they knew what was within. Paul, much favoured of the Lord, and yet the plague of sin within, that warfare, the new man of grace, the old man of sin. the reality of the work of grace, and we speak reverently in the heart of a sinner. The scripture speaks the bringing of the blind by a way that they knew not. Also speaks in Joshua that ye have not walked this way before. And yes, perhaps in that pathway of providence there is a proving of those words that ye have not walked this way before. But O child of God, through the teaching of the Holy Spirit, through those trials, temptations, the onslaughts of Satan, and as William Gadsby so aptly wrote it in that hymn, when Christ takes possession and proves himself king, then sin, world, and Satan their forces will bring, nor will they be wanting of a gunshot from hell. The O Prince of Darkness will furnish them well. So the warfare within the child of God. And it may be that pathway, that work of grace begun in your soul, child of God. And now, oh, that stirring up of the enemy, that plague of sin, as it were, spreading throughout your body. Oh, the Lord is sovereign. These things are permitted to show us what we are, that there is nothing in us. We are but dust. And to bring us to the reality of that place, if ever my poor soul be saved, 'tis Christ must be the way. And sin, as Paul writes of it, and there is in the pathway a bringing of the child of God to see indeed that that heart that is in them, as the scripture of truth speaks of it, that that heart that is in us by nature is deceitful and desperately wicked, and who can know it? And I believe, and it may be in those many sorrows and tears over the wickedness of your heart, that the child of God is brought to know what is in our heart. And yet there is this also, child of God, in the scripture of truth, that that work of grace is in the heart. And it is through that work of grace that that heart of stone is made a heart of flesh. It is through the work of grace that the hardness of our heart is made tender. You have not walked this way before, but in the work of the Holy Spirit, that bringing of us to see what we are, and in the reality of it, our need of the Lord Jesus Christ. If ever my poor soul be saved, 'tis Christ must be the way. And as we have said, that heart that is so deceitful, desperately wicked, and Paul, in our reading, speaks and writes of sin. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. And yet, child of God, if we know anything of the deceitfulness of our heart, of the subtlety of Satan, of the love of this world that is in us, that in that following of the Lord, in that narrow way that leadeth to life everlasting, in that warfare within. And we would speak carefully and reverently, expressing it this way, there is that walking out in that following of the Lord. And it is that plumb line of the scripture and it is that where those enemies abound on every side. And that old nature would deceive and raise up a pharisaical pride that would deceive, and that if we walk and keep ourselves clean, as it were, better than others, self-righteousness, and yet, what a deceit of anything that is built on self and trying to keep ourselves. And then, as it were, on the other side, that deceit that would draw men away, draw the Lord's people away, deceive the very elect if it were possible. To follow those darling sins. And yet think, because we are saved, it can be done. Deceits of Satan. The exhortation of Paul to walk in the newness of life, to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, to walk in that hatred of sin. In the Colossians, Paul speaks of that mortifying of sin, that putting to death of sin, that hatred of sin. We may sing the lines, I hate the sins that made thee mourn and drove thee from my breast, but O child of God, another thing is it not to be brought to that place. So the warfare that goes on inside the child of God. And those enemies that rise up inside, sin, self, Satan, the love of this world. And yet, there is that in the child of God, that work of the Holy Spirit, that cannot be quenched, that cannot be broken. And as Paul writes of that and those words, for the wages of sin is death. And what is a wage but that is earned? And all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the gift. Oh, the wonder of sovereign grace, or sin abounding, but the gift of God, the free gift of God, the unmerited love and mercy of Almighty God, is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And sin, as Paul writes to them, shall not have dominion over you. For it is the Lord Jesus Christ who hath gotten the victory over sin, death, and hell. And that we are but passing through this world, that our time is but for a moment. But the warfare within, as Paul writes of it, the good that I would, I do not, that I would not, I do. O wretched man that I am. And what does this word wretched speak of? One might be described as a wretch, one who is destitute, one who has nothing. And child of God in the pathway, those places where it may be, as we read of the Pharisee and the publican, of that publican who stood afar off, could not lift up his eyes unto heaven, but beat upon his breast. Why? I believe it was that beating upon his heart that caused that cry, God be merciful to me, a sinner. O wretched man that I am. And child of God, O wretched man, wretched woman that I am. As he was brought, I believe, in that place to see that warfare, that old nature welling up, the enemy of his soul, even Satan, stoking, as it were, those fires in his old nature. O child of God, Satan is a chained foe. It is only as the Lord permits does he make those onslaughts upon his people. But it is, I believe, as the Lord, in that leading of us, in that teaching of us, to bring us to that place, or to make us sick of self and fond of him. And it will be, I believe, as this cry is wrought out, if not in the words, in the experience of it, O wretched man that I am. It will be in that cry unto the Lord, create in me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within me. Return, O Lord, return. Restore unto my soul the joy of thy salvation. It will be in that bringing of us to mourn, to cry, through that work of the Holy Spirit and that godly sorrow with repentance, to come and plead for mercy, for the forgiveness of our sin. O wretched man that I am. Oh, this deceitful heart, Lord. Take away the love of sinning, Lord. Lead me to that rock that is higher than I. Lift me up, Lord, out of this pit. Keep me, Lord. Keep me. Uphold my footsteps, that they slip not. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? None save one, even the Lord Jesus Christ, who hath gotten the victory over sin, death, and hell. And there is none save the Lord Jesus Christ, as he appears unto his people as the Good Shepherd, as the shepherd watches over his sheep, and those that perhaps get into that place where they cannot get back. So the shepherd comes, perhaps sets them free from being tangled up, or whatever it might be. So, in the electing love and unchanging, electing love and mercy of Almighty God, the eternal love, the unchanging love of the Lord unto his people. Perhaps, child of God, there has been that bringing of us to stand in awe and wonder at the love of Almighty God. Oh, the love of Christ to sinners such as you and me. That the Lord comes and lifts up the sinner, the beggar, from the dunghill, heals the brokenhearted, comes to them. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. The Lord, as the Good Shepherd, the Lord as that great physician, as that one who is able to heal all those states and conditions that his people come into. And it is in love. It is in love. And Paul, at the end of the 8th chapter, in the pouring out, yes, the inspired word of God, but in writing to this church at Rome, of that he'd known, handled and felt, brought to write to them, of that love of the Lord Jesus Christ. That there is nothing that will separate from the love of Christ. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness, or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors to him that loved us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? O child of God, nothing. Not even that wretchedness of your heart, or as Paul writes in another place, in that epistle to the Philippians, I believe, that ye, or Colossians, ye are complete in him. That work of grace. As Paul writes, that he that's begun that good work in you will perform it unto the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, child of God, as we go on in the way, as we look back, can we not say, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. All that journey through thus far, and he who's helped hitherto will help all that journey through. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end. Through all those states and conditions, in providence and in grace, and those places that you may come into as permitted of the Lord, to prove indeed that yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Amen.
Collections in last Lord's Day amounted to £605, for which we're very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Pocock is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Fred Ince next Lord's Day, and he also hopes to administer the Lord's Supper. Let us close by singing hymn 328. Afflicted saint, to Christ draw near, thy Saviour's gracious promise hear. His faithful word declares to thee that as thy days, thy strength shall be. 328.
gracious Lord, do pardon all that thy pure eyes have seen amiss. Grant that for our souls to feed upon. Oh, might there be, Lord, that proving indeed, that as thy days thy strength shall be, hitherto, part us with thy blessing. Gather with us this night, if it be thy will. Take us in safety. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the union and communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us each, both present and absent, both now and forever. Amen.